coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe in the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2016 Subaru WRX and WRX STI Confidence in Motion, and by the 2015 Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Presented by Subaru Canada, we call this thing Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, Canada's national radio motorsport authority. I'm Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Liz Russell, our supreme commander in Raceline Master Control. Brian Coach Calhoun has the network end all handled, and very indeed happy to welcome back for the next few weeks with us, Carly Hayward.
Thanks, Eric, and it's a pleasure to be back with you on Raceline. On this week's show, we put a lid on the 2015 IndyCar season as we plug into the post-race comments of newly crowned champion Scott Dixon.
Yes, we will. Also going to head over to the Raceline bookshelf for a look at the 2014 Motorsport Book of the Year, the mystery novel Avoidable Contact. Going to introduce you to the author, Tammy Kaler, and the heroine of her racing sleuthing series, Kate Riley.
NASCAR's run at Darlington is a nostalgia trip. Legendary broadcaster Ken Squire tells us why this track is so historic.
And we do another round of our world-famous Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest.
In the race wrap, Lewis Hamilton's the man at Monza.
Cup goes retro at Darlington at night.
And Super Dirt Week marks the end of an era.
So for race fans across Canada, in your town, and just around the corner.
Powerful sport, powerful radio.
This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Cameron Haley, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This second date is brought to you by the Subaru WRX STI.
Kyle, I know that it's only been a week, but I think it's time that we talked about where this relationship is going to.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there at all.
No, it's okay. I really feel like I could be falling in love with you.
Sorry, what?
That's no big deal.
The 2016 Subaru WRX. Nothing sounds like it, nothing drives like it. Subaru. Confidence in motion.
Ericsson is a driving force behind the networked society, a world in which everything that can benefit from being connected is connected, empowering people, business, and society. Our services, software, and infrastructure are enabling the telecom industry and other sectors to increase efficiency, improve the user experience, and capture new opportunities. Explore the possibilities at Ericsson.com.
It's rush hour, and you just want to get home for dinner. You're starving because the last thing you ate was a chocolate bar at your desk.
Then it hits you.
You open the glove box, and there it is, a bag of deliciously tender Jack Links beef jerky. You pop in a piece, slide the bag of Jack Links onto the passenger seat, and you and Jack Links ride off into the sunset.
Or at least you would if you weren't stuck in traffic.
When cravings kick in, why not choose a snack that you can feel good about, and that's low in calories, fat, and carbs? Jack Links has guilt-free snacking in the bag.
Feed your wild side.
There's a reason the 2015 Subaru Impreza has a boxer engine with a lower center of gravity. That's because when it comes to cornering, a low center of gravity is way better than
a high center of gravity. Oh my gosh, a corner. I'm taking a corner.
No, I'd much rather have a low center of gravity. Thank you very much. The 2015 Subaru Impreza. Well equipped from $21,921. Visit your local Subaru dealer.
Eric Thomas with Carly Hayward on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Latest news, results, and headlines on the Raceline Race Wrap. And more good news from our longtime friends and presenting partners, Subaru Canada Inc. Sales continue up, up, up. Yes, it's true. Year-to-date growth, 11.8%, as the brand rolls towards a new sales annual record of over 30,000 vehicles sold during the first 8 months of 2015. All regions across this here network, across Canada, experiencing record growth with increases of 10% in the West, 16% in Ontario, 7% in Quebec, and 20% in our Atlantic region. The Subaru message on Raceline stage connected with customers across the country. Thank you. It is indeed epic.
It certainly is. Formula One and the Italian Grand Prix at Monza. Lewis Hamilton scored his 40th career win from the pole. But the big surprise, the Mercs, can blow up. Hamilton's teammate Nico Rosberg blew an engine late for a rare DNF. Nico was using an old motor with six races on it after the cooling system in his new development motor sprung a leak. Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel was 25 seconds back of Lewis for second to keep the Monza masses happy for the most part. Some drama after the race. Mercedes told to report to the stewards for alleged tire pressures lower than Pirelli's guideline. Merckx puzzled as they swear they set the pressure with Pirelli engineers. Nothing came of it, though. Hamilton wins stands.
Much to do about nothing. F1 points into Singapore. Hamilton's seventh win of the season puts him 53 points up on Rosberg with seven races to go.
F1 file looks like next year's schedule will start and end later. According to Uncle Bernie, the 21 race calendar could go into December. Right now, he has the 2016 F1 season starting April the 3rd in Australia and ending December the 4th in Abu Dhabi. No, not everybody likes racing in the Christmas month. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Several teams don't like the traditional one-month summer break being cut to 3 weeks in August. The Canadian GP in Montreal for TSN 690 next summer is down for June the 12th.
Racing in December. Unreal. NASCAR. Oh, yeah. NASCAR Sprint Cup, Lady in Black, Darlington, South Carolina, a rare Sunday night scamper over the long weekend. This thing will still be rolling easily by the time we leave the air. Check NASCAR.com for the updates and results. It's kind of like a time warp.
Oh, yeah. Only this race and Richmond remain to make the chase. Jeff Gordon and Kyle Busch need spots in this one. Gordon winless so far this farewell season. He's 17 points ahead of Clint Boyer, 52 ahead of Eric Almirola, and 54 up on Casey Kane. If Gordon leaves with a 48-point edge on two of those drivers and an already chase locked-in driver wins at Darlington, then Gordon makes the chase.
Kyle Busch, who missed the first 11 races, you recall, with a broken leg and a foot, has won four. He will make the chase as long as he finishes in the top 30 in points, and he's 29th right now.
Cup clippings this year's Southern 500 dripping with nostalgia as NASCAR wanted to salute the history of Darlington, the track too tough to tame. Excellent to see TV pioneer Ken Squire part of the telecast, our very first guest on Raceline Radio 23 years ago, and the man responsible for TV coverage of the sport we enjoy today.
Squire has his special memories of Darlington and what makes the grand old place so special, described as only he can.
The track itself, because it is so unique, so different. Wasn't intended that way, but that's how it came out of that Phoenix patch. At this track where it truly all began, those original drivers had never run 500 miles, and particularly on pavement, and on a track that was rather rare in shape. Neither end matched up, nor did the degree of turns. Made for an interesting story, but it was the perfect place for Bill France to launch with those 75 cars that very first race, and then carry on a tradition that is strictly the Southern 500.
Yeah, the one and only Ken Squire. Darlington, one of those undying roots, Carly, to NASCAR's past.
Indeed it is, E.T. And in the NASCAR Xfinity Series was also at Darlington, and that went to Denny Hamlin.
Let's do some Indy cars, keeping an eye on Canada's James Hinchcliffe, who plans to return to his Schmidt-Peterson ride for test this month if he gets medical clearance. And very lovely to see the late Justin Wilson winning the IndyCar Fan Favorite Award. Wilson's brother, Stefan, who collected the award on behalf of his brother, said thank you. Thank you one and all to the fans and fellow drivers for voting for Justin. Your messages and gestures of support have been truly overwhelming. Coming up, Sound and Reflection with 2015 points champion Scott Dixon.
NHRA drag racing, as we are talking, we're right in the middle of their biggest show, the U.S. Nationals at Indianapolis Raceway, park that runs through Labor Day. Lowest qualifiers so far, Larry Dixon in Top Fuel, Jack Beckman in Funny Car, and Greg Anderson in Pro Stock.
Usual cast. Our rally news, a presentation of the hot new 2016 Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. Into the bottom quarter of the schedules now. The World Rally Championship has four to go. Their next round will be in Australia. The North American Rally Championship with Subaru Team USA's Higgins and Drew trying for that perfect season, don't forget, resumes middle of this month with the Rally Defi, Saint-Agathe, Quebec. That's also the next round of the Canadian Rally Championship presented by Subaru with Subaru Team Canada's Antoine Lestage in firm control there. There are four rallies to go on the Canadian list.
Faces in the pits, it will officially mark the end of an era in dirt modified racing in the Northeast. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo confirms this October Super Dirt Week Championship will be the last on the Moody Mile at the fairgrounds. Future development does not include racing, but Albany is going to work with the World Racing Group to ensure Super Dirt Week is moved to another venue in the state. Replacements, Glenn Donnelly's planned speed plant or Oswego Speedway with dirt laid down on top of the pavement. We will have more on this next week on Raceline Radio.
We'll have several drivers commenting on this and where they may take Super Dirt Week, but yeah, you're right, the end of an era. And speaking of dirt and clay, whatever you want to call it, the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Tour back in Canada recently, and Donnie Schatz waited for the right moment late in the race to slide by Shane Stewart and Joey Saldana to win the opening round of the Oil City Cup at Castrol Raceway Edmonton for TSN 1260. That's Outlaws win number 26 on the season for Shotzi. And then Darren Pittman got a very nice birthday present in race number 2, holding back Shots for his fourth win of the season. That's his first victory in about 3 months or so.
And back a page, if we may, NHRA Top Fuel and Funny Car Drag Racing teams took advantage of the cool, overcast conditions at Brainerd, Minnesota to reset 4 national records. Former Raceline Radio guest Antron Brown set the Top Fuel ET record at 3.68 seconds. Jack Beckman set the Funny Car mark at 3.90. National speed records were set by Spencer Massey, 332.75 miles per hour, and former guest Matt Hagen, 329.58 miles per hour.
329.58 miles, almost 330, over 1,000 feet from a standing, idling start. That's hauling the mail, kids. The fastest stuff in the sport, bar none.
And that's it for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Your questions, opinions, and comments are always welcome. What you think is so very important to us.
Yeah, share your ideas, thoughts, premonitions, opinions, and criticisms with your fellow gearheads across Canada.
Your comments could win you the grand prize in our Subaru Raceline Email Bag Trivia Contest. We play it right after our first guest segment that comes up after the pit stop.
All right, Liz, let us roll some spots during that pit stop. Then we wander over to the sometimes dusty Raceline Bookshelf to meet author Tammy Kaler and her motorsport book of the year, Avoidable Contact.
Then 2015 IndyCar Series champion Scott Dixon.
This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today or when Labor Day is all done on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Lewis Hamilton, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
There's a reason the 2015 Subaru Impreza has a boxer engine with a lower center of gravity. That's because when it comes to cornering, a low center of gravity is way better than
a high center of gravity. Oh my gosh, a corner. I'm taking a corner.
No, I'd much rather have a low center of gravity. Thank you very much. The 2015 Subaru Impreza. Well equipped from 21,921. Visit your local Subaru dealer.
It's rush hour, and you just want to get home for dinner. You're starving because the last thing you ate was a chocolate bar at your desk.
Then it hits you.
You open the glove box, and there it is, a bag of deliciously tender Jack Link's beef jerky. You pop in a piece, slide the bag of Jack Link's onto the passenger seat, and you and Jack Link's ride off into the sunset.
Or at least you would if you weren't stuck in traffic.
When cravings kick in, why not choose a snack that you can feel good about, and that's low in calories, fat, and carbs? Jack Link's has guilt-free snacking in the bag.
Feed your wild side.
Ericsson is a driving force behind the networked society, a world in which everything that can benefit from being connected is connected, empowering people, business, and society. Our services, software, and infrastructure are enabling the telecom industry and other sectors to increase efficiency, improve the user experience, and capture new opportunities. Explore the possibilities at Ericsson.com.
This second date is brought to you by the Subaru WRX STI.
Kyle, I know that it's only been a week, but I think it's time that we talked about where this relationship is going to.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there at all.
No, it's okay. I really feel like I could be falling in love with you.
Sorry, what?
That's no big deal.
The 2016 Subaru WRX. Nothing sounds like it, nothing drives like it. Subaru. Confidence in motion.
The Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas, Carly Hayward. We'd like you to visit our Raceline Facebook page. Show guest schedules, a complete affiliate list with broadcast times, and lots of other good things up there on that old Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter if you like. We're all over the place at ET Raceline.
Over the years, we've collected many volumes of interesting racing publications, and our Raceline bookshelf is starting to groan under the load of great and highly entertaining books on the sport.
Yeah, we got to thin this thing out. I think the latest is the third installment, though, of the Kate Riley racing mystery novel series entitled Avoidable Contact. Happens to be selected as the 2014 Auto Racing Book of the Year by the American Auto Racing Writers and Broadcasters Association that, as you may recall and remember, bestowed many a broadcasting award on our very own Raceline Radio.
So let's meet the book's author, based out of Los Angeles, California, Tammy Kaler on Raceline Radio.
Tammy, when did the idea hit you to tie your mystery novel series to auto racing? Were you a fan of the sport? Is that how it worked?
In 2004, I was actually working for a mortgage company that got involved sponsoring racing, a race team and then a race series, and that was the ALMS at the time.
Sure.
And I was contracting to them for marketing writing, and I ended up saying, hey, I'm available. I'll go help do hospitality at the races.
Sure.
I knew nothing about racing, but I like learning things, right? So I went along, and the fantastic thing was I learned about racing from the inside out because I was a representative of a series sponsor. I was a VIP. I got inside access. Mm-hmm. I got hot laps, and I met everyone, and I, you know, from the inside out, and I found this fascinating world. And at some point, I had finished the previous terrible novel, and I started looking at this new world I had discovered and thinking, I want to share this with people.
Sure.
And the other factor was I got to meet a lot of women who were professionals in that world. You know, scene drivers, I met lots of driving coaches and safety car drivers and, you know, engineers mm-hmm. and things, and I really found their role interesting. And it all just sort of came together, the idea of a mystery set there, and a woman as the main character and trying to teach people about this world I had found so interesting.
From Los Angeles, Tammy Kaler, author of the racing novel Avoidable Contact, the third and latest offering in her Kate Riley mystery series, published by Poison Pen Press, named 2014 Motorsport Book of the Year by the American Auto Racing Writers and Broadcasters Association. The heroine in the book, the central figure in your series, is a female race car driver named Kate Riley, who breaks into the sport but also uncovers crime, solves mysteries. Is she a race car driver, detective, sleuth, or is she a crime fighter detective that also races?
She's sometimes a reluctant sleuth. She is a racer.
Yeah.
She is that's her passion. That's what she's fighting for. She loves it. And she's literally in the first book, she bumps into a dead driver. I mean, literally with her car, bumps into a dead guy. He's a driver. She takes his seat in the privateer Corvette.
Right.
And that sort of launches her into needing to clear her name. But I really wanted to keep the focus on her as the racer. I'm fascinated by the racing world and people
sure.
for whom this is just their job.
That would be the first novel of the three so far, Dead Man's Switch. What happens to her in Breaking Point, the second installment?
Right. In Breaking Point, she's been doing really well after taking that driver's seat on a one race basis in the first novel. She's gotten a contract with them, so it's the next year.
Okay.
And she's doing great until she has one really, really bad day at Road America. And she wrecks her own car in the kink, as one does sometimes.
Yes. yeah.
But in that, she also sends racing's favorite driver, you know, a NASCAR star who's come visiting, sends him to the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Then she loses her cool at a belligerent fan, and later that night finds a friend dead. And all of that's in one day.
Look out.
And so she's you know, and she's now the pariah of racing,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's got to figure out everything that's going on.
Sure.
And then what happens as we advance into the latest installment, Avoidable Contact? What does she clear her name? What happens to Kate there?
Yes, she has cleared her name. I mean, you know, in each of these arcs, each book is sort of a self-contained mystery. So
okay.
She figures it out in the end, and everything's fine. In Avoidable Contact, she's on the grid, actually, at the 24 Hours of Daytona.
Good.
And racing with her team. And she gets news on the grid that her boyfriend, who's a VP in the series, is fighting for his life after being critically injured in a hit and run.
Uh-oh.
And then she finds out the accident really wasn't one. And there's a bad guy in the paddock.
Okay.
And there's, you know, a bunch of bad stuff going on.
Some have stated that Kate Riley's character, Tammy, is loosely based on Danica Patrick. Is that accurate?
You know, I started writing Kate before I knew about Danica.
Oh, there you go. That's fair.
So
sure.
Not really.
Okay. Okay.
There are similarities. You know, it's funny. Like, I gave her dark brown black hair, which, you know, of course Danica has.
Of course.
And short and all. But it had more to do with that I had blonde hair at the time, and I didn't want to make her like me.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So,
yeah.
The book I'm currently writing, I'm taking Kate to, it would be the fourth.
This is Red Flags now, right?
IndyCar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Pippa Mann has been wonderful in giving me the insight into what it's really like in those cars and giving me the right language, you know, the right tools and
Perfect.
The right sensations to talk about in the book. So I've got a network, and I work really hard for that.
The American Auto Racing Writers and Broadcasters Association is one for Book of the Year for 2014, but another award has just arrived as we were lining up this interview, right?
Yes. I was notified that I received a gold medallion in the fiction book category from the International Automotive Media Competition.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
You know what the obvious question is, as we run down to the bottom of our time here, is anybody talking about turning your novel series either into a TV series or a movie?
God, I would love that. If anyone's interested, let me know. I would love that. Not yet, but, you know, I'm going to keep writing, so there's time.
Perfect. Tammy, great work on this series. I look forward to reading all four of your Kate Riley Racing novels. And I know readers in Canada along the Raceline Radio Network look forward to that as well, if they haven't done so already. Congratulations on the awards. Well-earned and continued success.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the time.
Author of the 2014 Auto Racing Book of the Year, Avoidable Contact. Latest chapter of the Kate Riley Racing Mystery Series. There's Tammy Kaler on Raceline Radio.
And when you're done reading that, and can I borrow DT?
Of course you can. We won't even fine you if you don't return it to the Raceline bookshelf right away.
Oh, you're so nice to me. Okay, we need another pit stop before we wangle around a round of our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest.
Easy for you to say. Yes, we get some post-IndyCar championship clinching comments from now four-time series champ Scott Dixon.
Hang around a bit. There's lots more to come. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Matt Kraft, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Carly Hayward with Eric Thomas. We invite you to check out ET's Thomas Tales blog on the Canadian Motor Speedway website, his Thomas Tales columns and inside track motorsport news on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca and on the web, Bullet News Niagara.
Yeah, so here we go again with our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Your chance to bag the grand prize pack, asking you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answers to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum for the official draw to win the prize.
The winning entry will be drawn at random at the end of the racing season. The winner claims a prize pack loaded up with all kinds of Subaru goodies. And coming next month, news on a very special blockbuster contest to run with our prize pack that you are going to love, especially if you're a road rally fan.
Yeah, I can't say anything more than that. Use Eric at racelineradio.ca. That's Eric at racelineradio.ca to get your email in here. You spell Eric with a capital E and a small K, and don't put a space between Raceline and Radio.
So the question that you need to answer to qualify, we are sticking with this one for a while yet. In what year did the Subaru World Rally Team win their first championship, and who was the driver? I'll give that to you guys again. Mm-hmm. In what year did the Subaru World Rally Team win their first championship, and who was the driver?
Okay, it's a two-part question, and here we go. You enter as often as you like. There's no restrictions, and if you've won a prize pack before, as Avram Posen has, and Avram enters just about every week, and we don't always read Avram's emails every week, but just because we don't read your email on the air doesn't mean you're not entered, because they all go in by date and by postmark and what have you. It's all legal beagle, and it's all very serious. You can tell by the look on my face.
Oh, yes.
It's all very, very serious. Anyway, Avram says this. He says Subaru won their first World Rally Championship. He's got the year correct, and he has the driver correct as well. You don't get too many things by Avram.
No.
He does want to shift the topic, though, to something a little more serious. He says sympathies, and rightly so, to Justin Wilson's friends, family, and colleagues on a tragic loss. It brings up something we don't normally talk about. Money accorded the driver's family when an accident takes the driver's life. It's a very good point. Mm-hmm. He wants to know, what exactly does the family receive from IndyCar, the team he was driving for, and insurance, if any? Do all sanctions do roughly the same thing? Are there similar rewards for track officials, marshals, pit crews, etc., regards Avram? Well, I can tell you this, that as strange as it seems, and you may know this, Carly, maybe you don't, is that there is insurance available for race car drivers. It tends to be very expensive.
Yes.
And it would depend, and I think every driver, much like their driving contract, would have a different setup in terms of compensation for the driver, the driver's family. Does the team have insurance on him? Does the driver have insurance on himself? I would think some have some. The team would have some.
Yep.
And it would depend on each individual driver's deal with his team, what kind of compensation that there is. In terms of marshals, and Avram brings up a very interesting point. He says, what about people who work races? You know, people like marshals and people like on the pit crew and people like that. I would think with the pit crew, if you're working for, say, you know, Chip Ganassi Racing, like Scott Dixon, who's coming up, or you're working for Roger Penske, they would have some kind of health care insurance and probably some kind of a death benefit, heaven forbid, if somebody should expire in the course of a racing contest. Again, it would depend on what kind of deal that you have. And some of that, of course, would work into compensation for your family. But, I mean, a lot of it would come from, especially at the local level, drivers probably can't afford that kind of insurance. Also, mm-hmm. too, with fans and with marshals, you sign waivers when you come into the racetrack. And
yes.
you've worked at racetracks where at the back gate you sign a waiver.
Yep.
Yet also knowing, too, that racing history tells us that sometimes the waiver isn't worth the paper it's printed on. See, now you're into a gray area here, because you remember sprint car driver Doug Wolfgang, it was a Wool of Outlaws sprint car driver years ago, got very, very badly burned in a fire. Even though he signed the waiver with the series and with the racetrack, he sued and won, despite the fact he signed the waiver. So, I mean, there's all kinds of legal ramifications, positive and negative, around it, and every case is special. Yes. I don't think there's a set formula, ever, if you're looking for one, but I think depending on what kind of a driver, who would have insurance on himself, the team may have insurance on him. In terms of sanctions, it's a very good question. If anybody knows, Eric at racelineradio.ca, would NASCAR, would IndyCar, would they have insurance on the drivers? I'm not exactly sure. I never really asked the question, but I know the situation, again, it is based on the individual drivers and their situation. So, Avram, we hope that you've had your question answered here in terms of your entry. And if anybody else has any ideas or any other knowledge about how individual sanctions handle insurance in terms of compensation for families when something happens to their drivers, let us know. Let us have your entry, the question you need to answer to qualify to win the prize pack. Carly, what's the question?
It's, in what year did the Subaru World Rally Team win their first championship, and who was the driver?
Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect with your answer. Eric spelled with a capital E and a small K.
And let's do a quick pit stop, Liz, before we wrap up the IndyCar season with 2015 and now four-time champion Scott Dixon.
This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. Test drive a road-hugging BRZ sports coupe and do it today. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Dale Earnhardt Jr., and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This second date is brought to you by the Subaru WRX STI.
Kyle, I know that it's only been a week, but I think it's time that we talked about where this relationship is going to.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there at all.
No, it's okay. I really feel like I could be falling in love with you.
Sorry, what?
It's no big deal.
The 2016 Subaru WRX. Nothing sounds like it, nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Ericsson is a driving force behind the networked society, a world in which everything that can benefit from being connected is connected, empowering people, business, and society. Our services, software, and infrastructure are enabling the telecom industry and other sectors to increase efficiency, improve the user experience, and capture new opportunities. Explore the possibilities at Ericsson.com.
It's rush hour, and you just want to get home for dinner. You're starving because the last thing you ate was a chocolate bar at your desk.
Then it hits you.
You open the glove box, and there it is, a bag of deliciously tender Jack Link's beef jerky. You pop in a piece, slide the bag of Jack Link's onto the passenger seat, and you and Jack Link's ride off into the sunset.
Or at least you would if you weren't stuck in traffic.
When cravings kick in, why not choose a snack that you can feel good about, and that's low in calories, fat, and carbs. Jack Link's has guilt-free snacking in the bag.
Feed your wild side.
There's a reason the 2015 Subaru Impreza has a boxer engine with a lower center of gravity. That's because when it comes to cornering, a low center of gravity is way better than
a high center of gravity. Oh my gosh, a corner. I'm taking a corner.
No, I'd much rather have a low center of gravity. Thank you very much. The 2015 Subaru Impreza, well equipped from $21,921. Visit your local Subaru dealer.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority for 23 consecutive seasons, you know. It's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Eric Thomas along with Carly Hayward.
Now coming into the final IndyCar race at Sonoma, California, New Zealand's Scott Dixon, he had a very outside shot of taking the championship, but that's exactly what the Kiwi did. He won the race and closed a 37-point gap to Juan Montoya.
Yes, he did, and they were tied at 556 points apiece, but the title goes to Dixon on the win tiebreaker. Scott's three wins on the season to Juan's two.
So let's hear some post-championship comments from Dixon from the Media Center at Sonoma. ET doing the re-asks on Raceline Radio.
Dix, this is your fourth championship for Chip Ganassi Racing. Can you possibly describe your thoughts right now, your feelings?
Still feels a bit strange. Obviously, you know, it was a day where we need a lot of things to go our way, and none of this happens with one person, and from Chip, you know, leading this team to Mike leading the Indianapolis part, and you know, every crew member and teammates, you know, my teammates this year have been phenomenal. They've been fantastic, very good to work with, and sharing, we share everything, you know, to obviously push the program forward. And obviously we would have liked to have gone into this last race, you know, leading the championship, you know, and having a few more points. But, you know, as Chip said, you know, this was definitely one of the, if not the most sweetest championship we've had. So to come and finish it the way we did, you know, and obviously Chevrolet for, you know, their part, you know, obviously the performance and the aero kits and the drivability and the fuel mileage today was just phenomenal for us. But, you know, I think on the other side of things, you know, we all race with heavy hearts this week, and thoughts and prayers, obviously, to all of the Wilson family. And I know Steph and his little brother was here today, and you know, Julia, you know, is back home in Colorado with Jane and Jess and Keith and Lynn. You know, it's been a very tough week. You know, it's such a small community, and you know, they're such great people and such a loving family. You know, it's been very tough, but you know, as Justin would have wanted, you know, he would have wanted us to go out and race, and today I gave it my all, you know, from when the green flag dropped, you know, I was giving it the most I could and you know, hit some good clean racing out there to enable us to move up quickly at the start was definitely key. So definitely heavy hearts, but, you know, much love to the Wilson family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sentiments exactly right up and down the network. When you talk about how sweet this is, Scott, I think back to how you lost it in 07, even in 09. Those two near misses makes this just the sweeter, doesn't it?
It was very Dario-esque, I think, today, yeah. which was quite nice to slip through there and take it. So maybe he's been rubbing off on me a bit, which is a very positive thing. You know, obviously someone of his caliber and truly a really great friend of mine. You know, to obviously have him as part of the team and a huge thanks to Chip and Mike for enabling that. But you know, he's such a credit and you know, 3 Indy 500 championships and four IndyCar championships is you know, it was amazing in its own, and to be able to work with him, you know, him to you know, give up some of his secrets, you know, it was kind of amazing how many secrets he had, even though he's a teammate of mine for 3 or 4 years. So it's you know, it's been obviously a pleasure to work with him, and you know, it's just one team effort. You know, it's not, you know, as I keep saying, it's never one single person. You know, everybody back at the shop to everyone that comes here on race weekend, it's a team effort.
From the Media Center in Sonoma, California, the 2015 and now four-time Verizon IndyCar Series champion, Scott Dixon. When you made the move to the States to start racing here, Scott, was this your dream? I know you had investors. You got to, you know, pay these guys back. But was the dream ever to have this much success when you first arrived? Was that kind of ever on your radar?
You know, I think you have dreams, but reality is pretty crushing sometimes. And you know, it wasn't a smooth road. You know, I think I was very lucky with the transitions that I had from my younger career. And this is still surreal and unreal, you know, in many ways. You know, for me coming from, you know, South Auckland, New Zealand is a small country and you know, it doesn't have a whole lot of funding. But for the way that my career went and the turns that it took, you know, just the, you know, stars aligned, I guess, in a lot of ways. And you know, once I found home here at Mr. Ganassi's team back in 2002, you know, through Toyota was definitely, you know, a change in my life. And we've been through ups and downs through our careers together, but we've achieved a hell of a lot. And you know, I think for me it's you know, the racing is one thing, but, you know, the friendships, you know, Mike, Chip, you know, Hannah and Barry and obviously all the friends that I've made through this career is, you know, is what makes it what it is today.
Scott Dixon on Raceline Radio. According to the stats, you're the most winningest driver for Chip Ganassi. 37 wins, fourth title, as we said. Nevertheless, if you think all your success is in IndyCar, do you ever think outside the box of some other kinds of cars, some other championships you might want to try?
I don't know. That's a tough one. You know, I love you know, the Verizon IndyCar Series is one, and the cars are quite fun to drive. You know, I think over, you know, the course of my career and, you know, 14 years with this team and you know, one other with PacWest, you know, right. we've driven very different cars. You know, and I think, you know, the fun part about this team is that you get to drive, you know, different sports cars, you get to do different races.
Yep.
Which I'll have, you know, later this year at Petit Le Mans. So it's and the GT program obviously is pretty exciting as well. So, you know, it's, you know, I think the obviously the new WEC cars, you know, looked fantastic to drive. You know, I was lucky to drive probably one of the best Formula One cars in 2004, the V10 with Williams. So that was you know, it's still one of my all-time favorite cars. The Ferrari 333, I think SP, when I drove in 1999 with Stefan.
Right.
Petit Le Mans was definitely one as well. So, you know, I think. I don't know. I think it's more the gratification of getting the most out of any car, you know, and you know, having to win a championship here in IndyCar. I think, you know, with the depth of competition, you know, it's all the small pieces that you really have to get out of it. And as a team, I think we do a good job of that. So right now, you know, I think, you know, the Le Mans cars look amazing to drive, but that's kind of it. And in my near future, I don't see that happening.
We want to go back to the numbers, and they sometimes get brushed under the rug, and they really shouldn't, because your numbers are so impressive. 38 career IndyCar wins, trailing Alan Surtees Sr. by one for fourth on the all-time list. 100th win for this team in all four, pardon me, of your championships are for Chip Ganassi. Those are pretty impressive stats, Scott.
Yeah, they are. They, you know, it's... Sounds good. My head's getting bigger by the minute. But you know, it's you know, we win them as a team, and you know, I feel very blessed to obviously do what I do. I love IndyCar racing. You know, I think the Verizon IndyCar Series is one of the best series in the world. You know, we put on amazing races, and you know, the talent that we have here, you know, is the depth is just is fantastic. So I don't know. I feel blessed and love waking up to you know, myself being an IndyCar racer and a champion, and hope for many more years.
You've exceeded your expectations coming to the States and winning the championship in the 500s. You've got to reset the expectations. If you got a contract, what, 2-3 years with the extension? How long do you expect to be racing in the IndyCar series? Have you looked kind of, you know, down the road a little bit?
Yeah, I think exceeding expectations. You know, I think coming over here was, you know, of course it's exceeded my expectations to no end. You know, I just wanted to come over here and race. You know, I wanted to be able to race, and good thing racing worked out, because I wasn't good at too many other things. So, yeah, you know, it has exceeded. You know, we extended the contract. I was up this year actually, and we extended. You know, about, I think right around mid Ohio maybe. So, or before that. So it's you know, obviously there was no real kind of back and forth. You know, it was just, Chip, hey, do you want me to stay? He's like, yep, okay, sweet, let's do it. So, and that's how it's gone on for 14 years. So, yeah. You know, it's obviously a great relationship, and you know, I respect him to no end, and what he's had as a team. You know, future wise, it's hard to know. You know, I'm 35 right now. I think with guys like Elio and TK and you know, Montoya, all over 40, definitely helps. Actually, I think Montoya might be 40 later in the year, so I won't give that to him yet. But okay. Yeah, so I, you know, I think on short list you can see maybe another 5 years. It depends.
Congrats to the man who has been on this show as a guest more than a few times. You can tell why, because I mean, he's such an easy guy to talk to.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing pretentious about the guy, and he's funny. He has a very droll sense of humor. The guy, Kiwis are known for, you know, being good guys with their, not outward with their emotions and things. And he's a very even-keeled kind of a guy. 2015 and now four-time IndyCar Series champ, Scott Dixon on Raceline Radio.
And he's a guy who's done his fair share of winning in Canada well. He's your no-nonsense, get-the-job-done kind of champion with truly, truly impressive numbers.
And the thing about it that it is, Carly, is the fact that you talked, and we did it in the interview, you heard us talking about, you know, you've done this, all your wins are with Chip Ganassi, you've done this, mm-hmm. and you're now fifth on the all-time list, and it's like, okay. You know, he never gets overly revved about anything.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
No, and very fitting, too, that I thought that one of Justin Wilson's best friends wins the championship, I think.
Yeah, I believe that as well. I think that Justin would be very pleased with Dixon winning the title to finally cap off a troubled season.
I could not agree more.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right, Liz, you can set out for our final pit stop. Then we'll set up next week's show and more for you on The Last Lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the 305-horsepower turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Brad Keselowski, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
There's a reason the 2015 Subaru Impreza has a boxer engine with a lower center of gravity. That's because when it comes to cornering, a low center of gravity is way better than
a high center of gravity. Oh my gosh, a corner. I'm taking a corner.
No, I'd much rather have a low center of gravity. Thank you very much. The 2015 Subaru Impreza. Well-equipped from 21,921. Visit your local Subaru dealer.
It's rush hour, and you just want to get home for dinner. You're starving because the last thing you ate was a chocolate bar at your desk.
Then it hits you.
You open the glove box, and there it is, a bag of deliciously tender Jack Link's beef jerky. You pop in a piece, slide the bag of Jack Link's onto the passenger seat, and you and Jack Link's ride off into the sunset.
Or at least you would if you weren't stuck in traffic.
When cravings kick in, why not choose a snack that you can feel good about, and that's low in calories, fat, and carbs? Jack Link's has guilt-free snacking in the bag.
Feed your wild side.
Ericsson is a driving force behind the networked society, a world in which everything that can benefit from being connected is connected, empowering people, business, and society. Our services, software, and infrastructure are enabling the telecom industry and other sectors to increase efficiency, improve the user experience, and capture new opportunities. Explore the possibilities at Ericsson.com.
This second date is brought to you by the Subaru WRX STI.
Kyle, I know that it's only been a week, but I think it's time that we talked about where this relationship is going to.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there at all.
No, it's okay. I really feel like I could be falling in love with you.
Sorry, what?
It's no big deal.
The 2016 Subaru WRX. Nothing sounds like it, nothing drives like it. Subaru. Confidence in motion.
Eric Thomas with Carly Hayward and Raceline across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network.
The white flag is up and we're on the last lap.
Yes, and here's the plan for the show for next week. Going to wrap up another blockbuster season at Canada's most famous racing address, Canadian Tire Motorsport Park at Mosport, with co-owner and Hall of Famer, our good buddy, Wee Ron Fellows.
The Super Dirt Week Championship at Syracuse needs a new home. We have in-depth coverage of the story with Super Dirt Week champions Brett Hearn, Pete Bicknell, Stuart Friesen, and the voice of the Super Dirt Car Series, Shane Andrews.
Look forward to that, and we get to even more of your entries for our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Enormous Raceline thank yous going out to Scott Dixon, IndyCar Media, Tammy Kaler, and Ken Squire.
Thanks to Supreme Commander Liz Russell and Brian Coach Calhoun for operations and post-production. And of course to our Raceline email bag trivia contest players and qualifiers.
So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas.
And I'm Carly Hayward.
So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast of the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the 2016 Subaru WRX and WRX STI, engineered to perform. By the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's most famous racing address. Talk to y'all again next week right here on Raceline Radio.